We are in full-blown spring. Stuff appearing in produce sections you may have no idea what to do with. Maybe rhubarb, those green and pink stalks that if you bite them are, whoa. Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, is here with recipes to tame that tartness. Kathy, correct?
There you go. Tame the tartness.
You know, I grew up on Long Island a while ago, and we used to pick rhubarb from the side of the road and,
oh,
you know,
wow.
and chew on it. And it really was tough.
That is super sour. I mean, most people don't like eating raw rhubarb because it is just a pow of sourness.
Right. But what
tartness.
What is it?
Technically, it's a vegetable. But in 1947, in a New York court, it was declared a fruit.
Wait, it went to court?
It went to court. What fruit or vegetable has been to court that you know of? But in 1947, it went to court and it was declared a fruit because it's most often cooked as one in the U.S. And then there's some long-winded explanation about how businesses who imported the stalks saved money on taxes because it was no longer considered a vegetable.
Wow.
I don't know. But let's talk about the good parts.
Yes, shall we? Because you have some dishes here, and oh, I can't wait. It can be in sweet or savory dishes?
Absolutely. A while ago, I did a recipe here for grilled rhubarb with pork chops. Mm. I put raw rhubarb on the grill and brushed it with maple syrup, and it softens and sweetens. The thing about rhubarb is that because it's so sour, it needs to be balanced out by sugar. The problem is most people add too much sugar. Mm-hmm. So when you eat rhubarb, all you taste is the sugar. You have a strawberry rhubarb crumble in front of you. This is very simple. I cooked a little rhubarb in a little bit of sugar, let it cook down and soften, and I mixed it with some fresh strawberry slices and made a topping with my favorite granola, which has nuts, a little bit of ginger. That's it. Make it ahead. I popped it in the freezer. This morning I took it out, put it in the oven, and now you are eating it.
Yes, I sure am. This is amazing.
And it's very, very simple and a great way to take advantage of rhubarb by sweetening it but not overloading it.
Okay. And then what do we have over here?
We have a rhubarb cake.
Okay.
The recipe comes from my dear friend, Rebecca Schultz. It can be made and start to finish in about an hour and a half. You cut rhubarb. You sprinkle it with sugar, which softens it. You could use ginger or cinnamon. Beat up some butter and eggs and flour and buttermilk. Buttermilk gives it this rich taste without it being very heavy.
You know, I was just going to say it's so light.
It's a very light cake. And then I just took some strawberries, sprinkled them with sugar overnight, and you have a pretty elegant dessert.
By the way, how do you get those strawberries overnight to have like a sauce?
What they do is the strawberries and the sugar become friendly, and the juices from the strawberries are released, and you get this almost natural sugar syrup.
That's all you have to do?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
It's called maceration.
Wonderful.
It's a wonderful 5-minute cooking term that will make you feel very special.
With a big word. Okay.
The big word.
This.
This is a drink. So I thought, ooh, what about a rhubarb soda? So here's what I did. I took a quarter cup of sugar, and I put it in a saucepan for 5 minutes. Now, don't get scared. I made what's called a caramel. So I let it cook until it just starts to liquefy. Then I added a tiny bit of maple syrup.
Wait, the sugar alone?
The sugar alone. That's how you make caramel, yes.
Okay.
It's like burnt sugar is what it is. I add the maple syrup. Then I added a cup of water, and I have this gorgeous caramel sweet syrup. Then I added 2 cups of large rhubarb chopped up and let it simmer for a few minutes. And I added it with ice cubes and soda water, and you have the most refreshing drink of the season.
You know, that's a challenge I'm willing to take. Let me see.
All right, you're on.
Most refreshing drink of the season right here.
Now,
let me
take it up a notch. You could add a little bit of apple cider vinegar, and it would be a shrub, which would just make your soda a little more interesting. And then let the party begin. You could add rum, you could add tequila, but just on its own, I would drink that morning, noon, and night.
Yeah, it's nice and light and no aftertaste.
Completely.
Boy, we will have all of this at hereandnow.org. How do you store rhubarb and how do you shop for it?
When you're looking for rhubarb, the best place to go is farmer's market, where you want to look for tender, thin stalks. The fat ones tend to get fibrous, You can cook with them. They're delicious. But the tender, thin ones are really special. And you want to look for a stalk that's got a deep pink, almost a reddish streak through it. The pale ones are a little bit undeveloped. The important thing is that sometimes they're sold with the leaves still attached. Mm-hmm. The leaves are poisonous.
I was just going to say, because it's, you know, if you see it on the side of the road, people have said it's poisonous.
It is. The leaves contain something called oxalic acid, which is a poisonous substance and something you want to stay away from.
I'm glad I survived my childhood.
Exactly, right? So many of us, and you always hear to keep dogs away from rhubarb mm-hmm. plants. And that's exactly why. You want to cut off the leaves, wash them and dry them, and refrigerate them. And they'll last over a week. You can also cut them and freeze them, and then you can cook with them all year.
Fantastic. Kathy, you've done it again. Thank you.
Happy spring.
Same to you.